弟兄姐妹们平安。首先我谢谢弟兄姐妹们在我退休的前夕给了我许多的勉励，让我在退休以后有更多的时间来亲近主，来侍奉主。我希望今天我的见证能更好的赞美主，荣耀主。今天我教授的题目是顺服主的旨意就是爱主的最好体现。约翰福音3:16说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。主基督耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪而死，这是一个最大的最深的爱。主先爱我们，又免了我们的罪死罪，又拣选了我们做他的儿女，这无以伦比的恩典，我们当然也应该爱主。我经常想，我说我信主以后我爱主，但是我爱主的表现在哪里呢？如果我没有爱主的表现，那么我说的所说的爱主不就是一句空话吗？所以为这个问题我想了很久，也认真的学了神的话语，也仔细的聆听了弟兄姐妹们的见证，慢慢的我有一点点体会。亚伯拉罕是爱主的，他到了100岁的时候才有了一个宝贵的儿子以撒，但是主要他把独生子献出来作为燔祭，他毫不犹豫无条件的献出了他的独生爱子，这就是爱，所以他是顺服主的。我想我能够吗？我不敢回答这个问题。这就是让我体会到我说我爱主这个爱还是很肤浅的，他经受不了太大的考验。也是因为这样，所以我就认识到了爱主就是要顺服，要顺服主的旨意，要顺服主的话语，要顺服主的诫命。如果你真正能够完全的彻底的绝对的顺服了主，那么你就是真正的爱主了。马太福音22:37说，耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。我们的主给我们做了榜样，他很明确地告诉了我们，爱就是完全顺服。约翰福音5:30，耶稣说，因为我不求自己的意思，只求差我来者的意思。约翰福音13:49-50，耶稣又说，因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令叫我讲什么，故此我所讲的话正是照着父对我所说的。那么我也想起了我过去的一些经历，这些经历也说明了爱就是要顺服。当然因为是过去的，所以那个时候我还没有信主，那么这个爱和这个顺服呢，我认为只是肉体的世俗的爱，肉体的世俗的顺服。1949年我才12岁，念初一，那个时候共产党管理了这个大陆，那么那个时候呢，他宣传，共产党宣传是爱人民，也确实有许多为人民而献身的英雄，比如黄继光、邱少云、董存瑞等等。另外呢，在1949年以后的比较短的时间里面呢，的确也看到了许多工人农民是翻了身，是做了主人。所以当时呢，在我的心灵里面呢，我爱共产党，而且呢，20-30年来呢，我就很顺服共产党的政策，也用那个时候的一句话来讲呢， 就是党指到哪里我就到哪里。我想1959年我和万姐妹一起毕业了，那么我们那个时候的恋爱问题呢已经确定了，所以我们在毕业的表格上呢也填上了这个关系，我们当然希望能够留在一起工作。但是呢那个时候的共产党呢就把它分配到了郑州，我呢就分配到上海，所以我们就远隔千里了。但是呢我们那时候也是的确是无条件的顺服了，但是这一顺服呢就是20年，20年以后我们才会在一起。那个时候呢共产党也提出来知识分子要劳动化，要接受工人和农民的再教育，所以我呢也自动的要求到工厂去劳动了5年，到农村去工作了2年。但是文化大革命以后，我对这个认识，我推翻了这个认识，我觉得共产党并没有爱人民，他们是爱权。现在也有句话讲，有权就有一切，这是在中国的讲话，对不对？有权就有一切，你不用权，过去就作废，这就是在中国的这个话语。所以呢，到现在呢，我就根本就虽然口里不敢讲，但是呢，我心里已经不再顺服了。还有呢，2009年去年5月，我们带了徐明大女儿的一家到了上海，正好呢碰上2009年的5月呢，是我们1959年大学毕业的50周年的聚会。那么在这个聚会上呢，当然一些老同学们呢都在回忆我们做学生的时代的事情。那么那个时候呢，就有一个同学呢就在回忆这个事情，就讲到了，他说他和我呢是在一个宿舍里面4年了。他说那个时候在宿舍里面呢，只看到老徐呢是看物理书、做物理习题、读参考书，从来不看其他的书。但是他们突然有一天呢，发现了一个新大陆，看到呢我在看一本《红楼梦》，他们就奇怪了。那么他们就追问了，那么当然我也只好老实交代了，他们就知道啊、哦，原来老徐和中文系的同学呢谈恋爱了。那么我那时候跟万姐妹呢是1957年暑假我们认识的，那么认识以后呢，我们就一直在学生会里面一直工作到毕业，那么所以呢可能渐渐有感情，也就是爱吧。那么有一次呢，他无意中流露，他说一个大学生都不知道中国的古典名著《红楼梦》是怎么回事，这好像太不应该了。那么出于己见，为了顺服嘛，那么我就看《红楼梦》啦。但是等到我们关系确定了嘛，这本《红楼梦》这本名著呢也就束之高阁了。还有呢，在家里呢我是最小的一个，那么当然父母很疼爱我，那么我呢也爱父母，所以从小到大我父母说什么要我做什么，我都顺从，我从来不跟父母顶过嘴，看来也是个好儿子了，乖儿子。但是这些我信了主以后呢，我觉得这些爱实际上都是肉体的，是一些世俗的爱。对，那但是呢，因为我那时候没有信主，所以也没有好好的学主的话语，我还不知道什么是真理，什么是正道。所以我想，如果我们只是顺服肉身，顺服肉体，那实际上是很危险的，因为有许多人因为顺服了肉身，就是顺服了罪，而走向罪恶深渊的，这个例子也是很多。所以罗马书8:6就说，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴生灵的乃是生命平安。所以呢，我就从这些呢就深深体会到了，爱主呢就是要顺服主。在11年前，我认识了自己是个罪人，我信了主，我受洗归了主内，我就知道归入主内以后呢，有圣灵住在我的心里，而圣灵呢会在我心里做工， 要我顺服主，要我遵守主的诫命。约翰一书五章三节也告诉我们，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了。我回忆我自己的大半辈子，从1959年9月我在国内参加工作，到1997年到美国参加工作，一直到今年4月我退休，我工作了近51年。过去是在为自己为家人奋斗，所以工作呢和生活都在黑暗中，心地非常苦闷，烦恼也多于快乐，这的确是真的。自从我归入主以后，的确心里有了光。虽然我在美国工作的地位、性质、环境和我从前都完全不一样，但是有圣灵在我心里做工，所以我能克服一切困难。我在美罗拉医院工作了13年，经历了4个主任，其中最使我有负担和痛苦的是跟着第三位主任工作了7、8年，因为这个主任比较苛刻待人，也不以身作则。有些例子以前的见证里面我都见证过一些，今天只想举一个例子。那就是说四五年以来了，我吃饭的时候是并没有休息，还是在工作，这个大家一定会奇怪了。我们的工作呢是规定是，我们进去是11点，出来是7点半，应该是8个半小时。8个半小时里面呢，有半个小时呢是吃饭休息的时间。那么过去呢，吃饭休息的时间半个小时呢，可以看报纸，可以看书，也可以听音乐，自由自在，你吃半个小时就上班。但是4、5年以前呢，我们这个主任呢，他为了要减低成本，为了要增加他的利润，所以呢，他辞退了不少的职工。这样一辞退以后呢，他这个安排就有问题了。所以原来我吃午饭的时候呢，是1点半到2点钟这个半小时。那么这个时候呢，另外还有一个收银员呢，他在工作，所以我的吃饭呢是无忧无虑的享受这个半小时。但是后来这个4、5年以前，他辞退一大批人以后呢，我的吃饭时间呢就改成了推迟了半小时，改成了2点到2点半。那么2点到2点半呢，问题就来了，因为另外一个收银员呢，他只工作到2点钟，而2点到2点半呢，他就和经理呢就到办公室里面呢去处理账目了，就是他今天一天做的账目他去处理了。所以2点到2点半呢，我又要吃饭，但是外面又没有收银员，所以只要有顾客来呢，我就必须工作。那么所以那个时候呢，我就吃饭的时候呢，就坐在最靠近我工作岗位的那个位置上，而且呢，眼睛呢一直要盯着，不时要盯着我的工作岗位。一有人来呢，我就跑上去服务，就是这样子，有4、5年之久。当然有很多顾客，他们来买东西，一看到站到我的岗位前面的时候，我是从吃饭的座位上跑得去，他们都会说对不起，打扰了你的这个 lunch break。我说当然，我说没关系。那么为这个事情呢，这4、5年里面呢，有很多同事是跟我讲过，他说你可以叫主任改你时间，如果他不肯的话，你可以告他的。他说这个是违反，就是说违反这个劳动规范的。但是我心里在想，因为我是基督徒，我心里有主，因为主教导过我，在以弗所书里面4:2，他说凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心相互宽容。马可福音11:35又教导我们，你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，你们就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。在这7、8年间，在他我跟他一起工作的7、8年间，的确在我的心里征战和反复是很多的，但是我能够不断地祷告，求主增添我力量，让我克服困难。也有的时候是肉体战胜了 那个时候呢，我就有的时候就会想，我就要打退堂鼓了，我想我实际上可以不工作了。因为在2005年的时候，我已经做满了美国规定的10年的40点，而且呢，我在2005年我也已经67、68岁了，我是完全可以退休了。但是我想到我是一个基督徒，我心中有光，我还应该起做盐的作用。感谢主，他给了我力量，主的旨意也告诉我要彼此相爱，要忍耐。路加福音21章19节还告诉我们，你们常忍耐就必得生命。所以我就决心继续为大家服务，只要我力所能及。真的，我把为大家服务是作为彰显主的荣耀。所以我每天工作虽然很累，但是我有欢乐，而且我的言行得到了医院里很多的医生护士同事们的首肯，我心里一直有平安有喜乐。因为大概因为有平安有喜乐，所以可能就显得比较年轻一点吧。很多人来吃饭，他不叫我名字了，我本来叫 Steve， 不叫我名字了，就叫 Young Man。 哎呦，我想我这个六七十岁的老头子还是 Young Man 的话，那么这个20、30岁的人就只能做 baby 了，那没办法。那么我也把我的工作呢作为我是对主的侍奉。而过去这些遭遇这些经历，我是把它看作主对我的试炼，让我在这样的环境当中能够受到主的雕削，能够磨掉我身上的一些肉体的棱角。我也愿意让主继续的雕削我，让我能够磨掉我身上肉体的所有棱角，这样的话我才能够成为主所能用的器皿，也才能真正的一出主的馨香之气。在我退休的时候，我们的餐厅同事们给我办了一个 party， 做了一只很大很大的蛋糕，我想大概40-50个人都可以吃的很大的蛋糕。我在会上呢也致大谢词，因为我在这里工作了13年。那么我一个心里的一句话就是，我也在大谢词里讲了，我说我每天在这里工作都很喜乐，因为我知道主爱我，你们也爱我。总之我切身体会到信主受洗进入这个宅门以后，才能够成为一个真正的新人。一个真正爱主的人一定会在他的言行中顺服主的旨意，因为顺服主的旨意才有永远的平安和喜乐。约翰福音14章21节也告诉我们，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。所以我表示我要永远顺服主的旨意，他差遣我就去。弟兄姐妹们，让我们共同勉励，共同努力。谢谢。下边请看两张那个照片。这是我在大学的时候的讲话，大学的时候讲话。好，另外一张就是那个大蛋糕，估计可以40-50个人吃的。好，谢谢。
I am here to introduce everybody to Christian Youth in Action.
我今天在这里跟大家介绍这个基督孩子的行动。
It's our summer ministry for young people 14 years old and older.
这是我们在夏天的一个活动，是14岁以上的孩子的一些基督活动。
我要 show a PowerPoint first.
来，让我们看看那个录像
Give a short description of the CYIA.
让我简单的介绍一下这个基督青年在行动这个计划。
What we do is we go for training for 2 weeks and start next Sunday.
从下个星期天开始，我们有两个星期的训练。
We go to Hannibal, Missouri.
我们到 Missouri Hannibal 那个地方，我们做训练。
We actually take over a evangelical free church building.
我们那边有一个福音的教会，他们让我们使用。
Used to be an orphanage and a Catholic high school.
他那边以前是一个那个孤儿院，是一个还有是这个是一个学校，高中的学校。
The kids will sleep and eat and play together.
那学生们他们现在会那个在那边吃住在一起。
And I slept and eat and play with them too last year.
去年我跟他们住在一起，玩在一起。
They get up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
他们七点钟起床。
They have devotion.
然后有时间晨更。
And then we eat breakfast.
然后这吃早饭。
And then there will be classes all day long.
然后整天都是课程。
Sometimes group, large group, sometimes small group.
有时候是大组，有时候小组。
They do get a break for 1.5 hours in the afternoon.
他们下午有一个半小时的时间。
That's my nap time.
那时我会睡一个小觉。
And that's when most girls go take showers for the second time.
这个是有些那些小女孩子会利用那个时间去洗个冲个凉。
Most of the kids will go outside and play.
大多数孩子都会在外面去玩一会。
And then we come back for dinner.
然后我们回来吃晚饭。
And then there will be classes after dinner in the evening.
然后这个晚上我们也有课程。
And then it will end with a chapel.
然后这最后是结束
聚会 and also they will have small group sharing and prayer
然后有一个小组的那个一起分享一些祷告
so that's like what it's like for the first 6 days
这个好像是六天的课程、
mm-hmm. and in that time there will be no iPod
那时间他们不能玩那个 iPod
No computer.
没有计算机。
No cell phone.
没有手机。
They can only think about God.
唯一的心他们可以想就是主。
So after a whole week of classes all day long.
六天的那个课程以后呢？
The second week is their internship.
第二个星期他们是会做一些那个试训练。
They actually go out to the city of Hannibal.
他们会到那个 Hannibal 市的那个里面去。
Teach a 5-day club.
他们去教一个五天的课程。
For 5 days.
五天的课程。
Mm-hmm. And so that's part of their training.
这是他们的整个训练的时间。
And then when they come back to Kansas City,
然后他们回到堪萨斯城。
We have 3 weeks of serving.
我们有三个星期的侍奉。
And they need to teach three different clubs a day.
他们每天要教三个不同的小组。
And the places we go to are very different.
他们要去的地方是跟我们想象的不同的地方。
Most of those kids have never seen an Asian in their life.
许多孩子他们在生命当中从来没有见到一个亚洲人。
And it's like apartment complexes.
那些就是公寓房，公寓楼房。
The manager just give us okay that you can come.
那管理员就是说 ，OK， 你们可以到我们这边来用。
But we ourselves need to find the children.
那我们必须去自己去找那些孩子。
They go by knocking on the doors.
他们会到一家家的去敲门。
And play some music outside, try to attract them.
然后我们在那个外面会玩玩音乐，然后吸引他们过来。
Most of these kids are no supervision.
那些孩子多数是没有大人管教的。
So, but they, most of them, they know they're not supposed to open the door for anybody.
他们应该知道不会为陌生人开门。
So only they'll open doors for kids.
他们会为孩子开门。
So if I knock on their doors, there's no answer.
假如我去敲门的话，他们不会开门。
But if one of the young youth will knock on the door, lots of time they will open the door and ask for what are you doing?
那假如是年轻人去敲门的话，他们会就开门问你来干你要做什么。
And the really obedient kids still doesn't open the door.
假如他们是很听父母话的，他们也是不，他们会不开不开门。
But we slip an invitation underneath their door.
但是我们会把那个我们的邀请信从门缝底下塞进去。
And they know we are there every day for 5 days that week.
他们会知道我们有一个五天的那个训练的时间。
And they love to come.
他们也非常喜欢来。
Because the clubhouse is air conditioned.
因为那个房间是有空调的。
And we have snack for them.
而且我们给他们准备了那个小点心。
There are times that we went to places that's so under-resourced that the kids didn't have food to eat.
我们去的那些地方是非常贫困的，所以他们没有有的时候没有食物吃。
Last year we have a co-worker, Mrs. Bradfield.
我们有一个同工叫 Mrs. Bradfield.
She was called the sandwich lady.
她是专门做那个三明治的。
All she had was peanut butter bread and bananas.
她唯有的东西就是一个花生酱的三明治跟那个香蕉。
Because those are the only thing that will keep in a hot car all day long.
因为那样的食物在那夏天的车里面还是能够保存蛮长的时间。
They ask for a sandwich before club.
那些小孩子在我们训练前就会问他要那个三明治。
And before they leave, they ask for another one.
但在他们离开之前，他们也会问他再要一个三明治。
I know most of you.
我知道你们中的许多。
Have a burden to preach, to bring the gospel to our own kind.
有一个负担去把到我们亚洲人当中去传福音。
But what about these kids?
但是怎么对那些孩子怎么办呢？
Someone needs to bring the good news to them.
对那些孩子，我们也需要把好的福音带过去。
To bring them from eternal darkness to lightness.
让他们从黑暗中去找到光明。
I know many of you guys don't think you are equipped with the English language.
我知道你们当中许多人会觉得你们的英文不怎么好。
But these kids only speak English.
那些孩子只会说英文。
And it's so much easier for them to reach out to the Americans.
对他们来说，去跟美国人传福音比较容易。
And these kids, needs to know the Lord.
那些孩子应该知道主。
If they don't have anyone to tell them, who would?
假如没有我们去传福音的话，他们怎么会知道呢？
I ask you to pray for us.
我希望你们来为我们来祷告。
Pray for the many needs that we have.
为我们需要的一切来祷告。
Especially for safety.
特别是为我们的安全祷告。
Not the ideal situation.
因为那不是一个理想的地方。
God's the one who protects us.
主是一直对我们有保护。
We also have needs for snacks.
我们也需要一些食物。
Just little packaged snacks to bring to the kids.
那种小包装的食物。
Juice box.
也需要一些饮料的袋装的饮料。
And little toys.
也需要一些小的玩具。
Especially the kind that you guys have hundreds of the McDonald's Happy Meal.
特别是那种像你们去麦当劳吃的那些小孩子吃的食物小孩子的吃的那东西当中的小玩具。
They love it.
他们特别喜欢那些小玩具。
And we have too many.
我们有许多。
If you would just spare some, we'll take it.
假如你们愿意的话，我们会带给他们。
It will be put to good use.
对他们来说这是非常有用的。
I would like to introduce the six youth this year.
我在这里要介绍我们今天要去这个教会去的那个六位青年。
When I call your name, would you stand up here? Okay.
当我叫到他们名字的时候，我要他们站在前面。
We have three kids are junior staff.
三位是高中三年级的。
Junior staff. They actually have responsibility.
Oh, junior staff.
At camp.
他们是要负一些责任的。
Mm-hmm. Stella.
Stella.
Rosemary.Rosemary has to leave for another school activity, so she's not here. Guy?
Scott.
And then we have a second year returning, Cindy. And then first year, Stephanie?And Kason. I praise God for you guys.
我为主赞美。
Because you're willing to give up your summer.
赞美主，你们能够放弃你们今年的夏天。
Of swimming.
不去游泳。
Chatting.
不去就是跟人家。
Hang out with your friends.
跟你们的孩子跟你们朋友再说再见。
But you hang out with the boys and girls of the city.
但是到那个市中心去找那些孩子。
May you be blessed for your service.
让主祝福你们。
We're going to have 冯公公。冯公公 ,where are you? Oh no, okay. Brother Chi, would you come and pray for them?
积极兄为他们祷告。
We have a few minutes. Maybe some of you guys would like to share. Stella, would you say something? The reason why you come back year after year, such hard work. We will be some days we'll be standing under the sun. Three o'clock in the afternoon, 100 degree outside, you have to play and teach.
Stella,
is there a reason?
Stella 是已经侍奉了好几年了，想让 Stella 分享一下为什么她愿意在夏天那么大太阳底下100多度的太阳底下在那边去招募那些年轻人。
I know this is what God wants me to do, and every time I go there, I see all these kids, and I see how they need like the simplest things, and how when we're there, we can make them happy. And that.
我知道主是这是主要我去做的，我特别是看到他们那些小孩子，他们最简单的东西也没有，就是我就是感到特别的有一个负担去帮助他们。
I know that I can help them and tell them about Jesus because they need to know about Him.
我知道我可以跟他们传基督的福音，这样他们就会知道基督是谁。
Sky, I have a question. You struggle a lot this year to go back. You want to share why?Or did you want to say, my mom made me?
斯凯，我想问你今年好像很犹豫来参加这个活动，是不是你自己愿意呢，还是你妈妈要你去做？
Probably because I was just thinking about what else am I going to do this summer? Why not just like serve the Lord and then spread out His word so other people can have everlasting life?
Yeah, 主要我还是想我今年夏天做什么呢，我也没其他什么事情做，还是为主去传的福音传给那些孩子们。
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we can have one more. Kason, come here. Did we glamorize this mission so you think it's really fun?
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't go last year. This is actually my first year. But last year when, like, the people came back, they told me about it. And then they were just like, it was an amazing experience to see what they can do for other people to learn more about God. And
Which- I was... 我去年没有去，但是那些去的孩子回来就跟我们分享，就是说他们有一个非常好的那个经历，所以我今年也想去。
Yeah.
How about Cindy? Want to say a few words?
As much as we help them, they also make a huge impact on our lives.
虽然我们去传福音，但是对他对我来说，他们也对我的生命有一个有一个影响。
It always tests our patience, and it shows how much we can give and how much we can care about them, even though we're really filled with our own worldly kind of lives and our own busy lives.
他们教育我，使我有耐心去教育他们。这样呢，还而且呢，我就是那个跟世界的那个生命生活呢，只能够分开来，能够更加属灵的。
And the camp itself was really fun, just as much fun as like the 3 weeks of serving.
那些那个训练的时间是有许许多多的，许多非常有趣的。
You're surrounded by people who are all homeschooled, and their parents all strive to teach them the word of God, and they're all very like godly people, everyone.
那些同学大部分是家庭自己教育的，那些他们的父母也是非常敬拜神的，所以我们跟他们在一起是有很多的。
Yeah.
Why did you come?
Why did I come? Okay, well, this is my first year, and I decided to come because, well, I recently got baptized, so I decided this would be like, I need to take an extra step towards God and get closer to Him.
这是我第一年来，因为我最近刚刚受洗，我想通过这个活动可以让我更加亲近神。
And, yeah, I saw, like, I heard it was really fun, you know, everybody came back.And I could just see like how much they change when they come back, and how like much God worked in them.
我看到那些原来参加过这个活动的人，主在他们生命当中的变化。
And I just couldn't think of a better way to spend my summer.
那我想这是对我暑假的活来说是最好的一个活动。
Yep, thank you.
谢谢。
好不好？来，我们来。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，实在是感谢你。祝你让这些年轻的同工们在这里能够接受你的呼召，接受你的差遣。他们愿意放下自己可以享受的环境，但是能够参加这样的一个服事的机会，所以我们在这里感谢你。我们也为他们愿意的摆上跟勇气，主啊，把他们都恭敬的仰望交在主的手中。主啊，你是他们的力量，是他们的避难所，是他们的保护，是他们的高台，是他们的神，也是我们的神。所以我们在这里可以在一个灵里面向你祈求，为他们代求。主啊，求你既然差遣他们，就与他们同在。主啊，在你里面，主啊就没有任何的难处。主啊，你保守他们，不要遇见试探，脱离各样的凶恶。因为我们知道国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，直到永永远远。所以我们感谢你，我们为这一次这样子他们出去要。所需要我们向你要，因为你是丰富的神，耶和华以勒，你是供应我们一切的主。但是主，你要你的教会在这里能够同心合一的向你祈求，
主啊，希望祈求把一切的供应赏赐给我们，让我们有这样的心智，也有这样的心愿，愿意把自己交在主你手里，愿意把我们所从你手中所你所得着的，能够放回到你的事工的上面，好叫你自己得到你的应得的荣耀。所以我们谢谢你，谢谢你这样的恩待我们，谢谢你这样带领这样的教会，这个聚会在堪萨斯州华人的教会，在这里能够与你同工，能够在你已经立好的根基上面能够往前，借着孩子们在这所借着我们亲爱的年轻的同工们，主啊，我们感谢赞美你，我们把荣耀颂赞都归给你，我们为他们祷告，也为着你的恩典向你祈求，也为着你自己在这件事情要做成的事情，我们再来一同的仰望你，借着祷告来托住这件事情，好像这件事情能够荣耀你的名，说感谢赞美都归给你，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
对不起，因为他们是6月底就要出去，对，所以他们今天早上需要花一点时间，但是我知道有许多的弟兄姊妹愿意仍然为主做见证，所以我们把这个时间就交给弟兄姊妹，如果弟兄姊妹愿意为主做见证，就请使用这个时间。我知道已经登记的有 Peter。咱们先讲 ，OK， 好 ，All right。
Good morning, brothers and sisters。
弟兄姐妹，早晨好。
This past weekend, me and some other youth and parents brought the youth group out to Colorado。
这个周末，这个过去的一个周末，我跟一些那个一些父母，还有孩子一起到科罗拉多去了一个夏令营。
And we had a theme, it was the body of Christ.
我们有个主题是基督的身体。
And I'd just like to share a passage with you that we kind of based our camp on. It was Romans 12:4-5.
这就是罗马书第十二章四到五节。
For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another.
正如我们一个身上有好些肢体也不是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
During the trip,The kids were split into their different groups.
在这个行程当中，我们小孩子他就分成好多组。
Most of them separated from their best friends.
大部分他们就是跟自己最要好的朋友分开的。
And it was teach them to appreciate each other's gifts.
让他们能够欣赏别人的那个优点。
Appreciate each other's function in the body.
让我们去让他们去能够欣赏那个别人的那个工作，在一体里的工作。
During the trip, we had two main activities.
在那个行程当中，我们有许多活动。
During the second day, we hiked up a mountain.
第二天我们去爬山。
And the second or third day, we went whitewater rafting.
第三天我们去滑水。
Each of those activities were I guess it forced the children to work as a team.
那些活动都是让小孩子们他们像一个团队一样一起的活动。
And it mimics just the church in general.
这就像教会一样。
And if we're not united as one body, how far will we go?
假如我们不是在一体在团结成一个人一样，我们不可能走很远。
Honestly, how far can we go if we cannot function as one body?
假如我们不是像一个人一样的，我们也不可能走很远。
And we learned about spiritual gifts, and during these activities, we saw what each of those children possessed, what their strengths were.
我们也通过这个活动可以看到那些小孩子他们身上那个属灵的才能。
And what their weaknesses were.
也看到他们的弱点在哪。
We found that there were certain members that were more patient than the others.
我们看到有些孩子比较的有耐心。
Some were natural leaders.
有些好像他们是非常自然的成为领导。
And some were very encouraging.
有许多的鼓励。
And together we were able to get up the mountain.
在一起我们一起爬到了山上。
Together we were able to get through all the rapids.
在一起我们也能够把那个皮划艇能够一起划那个船。
And we functioned as one unit.
我们在像在一体一样的在作用。
And I guess the most important gift of all, and it's spoken by Paul in 1 Corinthians, is love.
最重要的就是像保罗在哥林多前书说的是爱。
And that was something that was brought out.
这个爱是在我们这个活动中表现出来的。
You know, they were not with their best friends.
他们不是跟他们最要好的朋友在一起。
But they loved one another.
但是他们互相之间有爱。
And they helped each other.
他们也帮助互相之间有帮助。
We have a 15-minute slideshow that I'd like to share with you guys that just overviews the trip.
大概有十五分钟的幻灯，那个我想跟大家一起分享。
And then afterwards, we have a few youth that would like to come up and share about their experience.
完了之后，有些小孩子会一起上来跟大家分享。
another two-bit politician peddling lies. Another three-ring circus society with this world needs. It's not another sign waving super saint that's better than you. Another ear-pleasing candy man afraid of the truth. Another prophet in an armored suit. What this world needs.
Thank you. Camping trip was a great experience for many of us, and I give thanks to all the parents for supporting and making this event happen.
这个刚刚过去的那个野营是对我来说是一个非常一个好的一个经历。我非常感谢那些父母的支持。
They really put the faith into God, trusting Him and knowing everything will be okay.
因为他们把那个把他们的信放在主的手里，然后这样的话，一切都会变好。
This trip made me kind of scared because I knew I'd be far away from my parents for such a long time.
对我来说，我开始有点害怕，因为我要离开父母很长的时间。
However, I was not lonely because our whole group was my second family.
但是我不觉得孤单，因为那些跟我一起去的孩子年轻人，就是他们是我的第二个家。
Together, we all were one in the body of Christ.
在一起我们是主的肢体的一部分。
The second day we went hiking.
第二天我们去爬山。
15 minutes in the mountain we stopped for devotion in our small groups.
15分钟以后我们就一起有一个我们有一个分成一个小组。
It was calm, peaceful and quiet and I felt God in our presence.
对我们来说是一个非常平安的时候，我们感到主是与我们同在。
It was a hard climb up, but everyone was encouraging and helping each other.
朝上爬是非常困难，但是每个人互相之间都鼓励。
We would stop for 2 minutes and go for another 30 seconds, and then stop another 2 minutes, etc.
我们基本上是停两分钟，然后走三十秒钟。
There were narrow trails with steep slopes right beside them.
有些小道是非常窄的，然后旁边都是悬崖峭壁。
And being my clumsy self, I was tripping all over the place.
因为我是笨手笨脚，所以我就是摔来摔去。
I really saw God's doing when everyone made it down the mountain safely.
我特别的看到主在主的存在，让我们所有的都安全的到达爬到回到山下。
Going back to the campsite after our last big worship by the lake.
当我们敬拜了以后，回到了我们的宿营地。
I ran into my tent, excited to sleep and get warm and cozy.
我想冲到我的那个帐篷里面去睡一个温暖的觉。
When I stepped in the tent, I found out water spilled and it got a whole sleeping bag wet.
到了帐篷里面，我才发现我的那个睡袋完全被浸湿了。
All the girls freaked out, and the first person we yelled for was Eater.
许多的女孩大家都一起惊叫，然后我们叫的第一个人我们就是叫 Eater。
He said he had an extra sleeping bag, so he got it for us.
Eater 说他还有一个一个多余的睡袋，所以他就给我们。
Then I saw the water had trailed, getting another sleeping bag soaked.
然后我就看见那个水迹沿着水迹又看到另外一个睡袋也被浸湿。
So we called for him again, so he went to get another one.
所以我去又找 Eater 了，然后 Eater 又给我们另外一个睡袋。
After that, we just got adjusted and comfortable.
然后我们就调整了一下，然后我们就非常的舒服。
Then the next morning, I found out that Eater was actually sleeping in the van where it's freezing cold.
第二天我才发现 Eater 睡在那个van 里面，非常的寒冷。
So I asked him, "You slept in the van? I thought you said the sleeping bags were extra."
然后我问他，我说，哎，你不是说你有一个多余的睡袋吗？
And he said, "I said the first one was extra, but then the second one, I just said I'll go get another sleeping bag."
伊德说，我说我第一个是一个多余的，然后第二我没有说第二个是多余的。
This is just one of those things from which I really saw how Eater and his family serves.
这是一个特别的例子，我们看到伊德跟他的家人一起来为主服事。
How great of a leader he is.
他是一个很好的领导。
And how God-centered his mind is.
他是非常以主为中心的。
He inspires me.
他对我来说是一个很好的鼓励。
This trip was great for us to bond together, and I got closer to so many people.
这个行程对我来说是一个让我有很多有机会跟其他人连接在一起。
Worshipping in the nature God has made for us is really amazing.
让我们在敬拜神的时候，也欣赏神的创造。
Also, I want to say we all really miss George.
我们也非常想念 George.
And we wish he was there during everything and experiencing what we experienced.
我们也希望 George 能够跟我们一起分享那个一切。
But we know that God lets George experience him in his own ways that are unique and special.
但是我们知道主会让 George 享受他一个特别的方式来享受。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Hi everyone.
大家好。
So this is my first time going legit camping.
这是我第一次去一个野营。
I was really excited before I went.
我去的时候是非常非常高兴。
I thought it was going to be so much fun without my parents, with just church people in the wild for 4 days.
我想离开我的父母，然后跟那个教会里的朋友一起去一个非常四天是非常有趣的四天。
So the second day we got there, we woke up really early to go hiking.
第二天我们一爬起来就去爬山。
And I'm not athletic at all.
我不是非常有体育细胞。
And you know, sometimes I'll be at home like watching TV and have to run upstairs to get something. And I come back down, I'm like, oh wow, I'm exhausted from like running the stairs.
有些时候我去看电视，然后去爬楼梯去拿一些东西，拿东西回来之后，我就觉得非常气喘。
So I was really scared to go hiking.
所以我爬山的话，我是感到非常怕。
I just didn't want the team to like stay late and wait for me.
我不想让我的团队来等我。
But everyone there was just really encouraging and helpful.
但是团队的每一个成员都一直在鼓励我。
I really saw God's grace working through each one of us.
我真是看到主的恩典。
We were all carrying each other's backpacks and waiting for another.
我们帮助别人背包，然后是我们等着掉队的人。
So the higher we got up, I got a really bad headache.
当我们爬到高处的时候，我就感到非常头痛。
And it was because of the altitude change.
因为是海拔太高。
But still, the girls waited for me.
但是团队的女孩们都一直在等着我。
And we seriously like rested 2 minutes every 10 steps we took.
我们大概每爬两步，我们就要休息两分钟。
But once we got to the clearing.
当我们到了平台，到了一个平台。
Yeah. The scenery was just really beautiful.
但是我们看到一个非常美的风景。
And everyone got down safely.
我们所有的人都爬下来，安全的爬下来。
Even though I did slip on the ice a few times, and Angie grabbed me and saved my life.
虽然我在雪上摔了几跤，然后 Angie 抓住我，救了我的命。
For the second day, we went whitewater rafting.
第二天我们去那个滑水。
It was just a blast.
那是非常非常的非常的令人兴奋。
At first, I was sitting in the back.
开始我是坐在后面。
I was just watching what Jazz was doing in front of me.
我在看 Jasmine 在干什么。
But then me and Maddie thought we got the hang of it, and then we would switch to the front.
然后我跟 Maddie 说，我们知道他们怎么做，我们就到前面去。
So every time each rapid come, I can't see anything.
但是每一次有那个水冲上来，我就什么也看不见。
And one time I even bounced in midair.
有一次我甚至冲到空中。
But I still landed on the raft safely.
但是我掉下来还是掉在那个船里面。
So.For the last, just before we left,
在我们离开之前
，we went to Twin Lakes.
我们去了一个湖边。
We had a bonfire and we had some activities.
然后我们有湖边有一个我们有一个篝火，我们一起分享。
And、just like the pictures were shown, we had this one activity where we write something unique about each other on the back of their shirts.
就像你们刚刚看见的那个幻灯里录像里面。我们在每个人的背后在他们的衣服上写我们知道他们有什么样好的那个 才能。
It was just a really great bonding time for each one of us.
对我们来说是一个很好的让我们一起连接的机会。
I got to know a lot of people from youth group a lot more.
让我有机会更深入的了解那些朋友。
Even though I see them like twice a week at church, but I never really got to know them.
虽然我有时候在教会里每个星期见他们两次，但是实际上我并不很深入的了解他们。
We also had this other activity where we have popsicle sticks.
另外我们还有一个就是吃棒冰的棒头的那个活动。
And we would write something down we want to give up in front of God.
然后我们在上面写，就是在主面前我们要放弃一些什么东西。
It's personal and we just throw into fire.
这个是完全是个人的，这是我们跟主之间的。我们然后写完了之后就扔在火里面。
I probably had the most of them.
我写了最多的东西。
I think I had like ten sticks.
我大概有十根棒头。
It just really got me thinking.
这实在使我让我想。
Like the life I'm living now, and compared to the life that God wants me to live.
让我深思就是我现在活着的日子跟主想要我怎么样去活。
And some things that I value a lot of, like pride and materialisticness, and how they shouldn't even matter.
许多东西我是非常喜欢的，比方的骄傲啊，或者是物质方面的东西啊，主是要了我丢弃的。
So I guess for the girls team, we really got to know each other a lot.
特别是我们一些女孩子一组，我们大家都对彼此非常了解。
It was really, really cold at night, and I seriously wore like 4 pairs of pants.
晚上是非常非常的冷，实际上我好像是穿了4双的袜子。
And it was still really cold, so we had a really big tent, and 8 of us girls squeezed on one side of the tent.
然后我们因为很冷，所以我们就挤在一起。
And, well, I woke up in the middle of the night, and the people next to me, like, their faces were seriously like half an inch away from mine.
半夜里我醒来，他们的那个睡在我旁边的女孩子，她们跟脸跟脸之间只差半英寸。
And I was just, and I thought, you know, I really need to just thank God for this because, you know, at church I would even talk to them, but now it's not even awkward that we're so tightly packed together.
哎呀，在教会里我跟他们也有时候不怎么讲话，但是通过这个活动，我跟他们挤在一起。
So this was just a really good experience for me.
对我来说是一个很好的经历。
I got to know a lot of the people that I never really talked to at church.
让我能够认识，深入的了解更多的那个在教会里面我也不大讲话的那些。
And got me thinking about the life that I should be living and what I need to give up and what I'm good at.
让我去深思我那生命应该怎么样的活，来按主的方式，要求我的方式活。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hi. I'm Chris.
我是Chris.
And I'm going to just talk about a little bit of what I learned last weekend.
我想分享一下我是学到了什么。
I'm a really skeptical person.
我是一直是有怀疑的目光看一切。When
you tell me that God is all powerful.
当你告诉我主是非常有能力的。
I say show me it.
我说是要让我看见。
And when you say that God can provide.
当你说主是会提供一切的。
I say prove it to me.
然后我会说证明给我看。
When you say trust in God at all times.
当你说要相信主，任何时候相信主。
I just say no.
我就说不。
I just can't. I'm just too skeptical.
但是我是一直是以着怀疑的眼光看这一切。
I didn't have that kind of faith.
我没有这样的信心。
For example, camping is awful.
比如说那个野营是一个非常令人痛苦的事。
Either said there might be bears.
一直说他也许会有你碰到熊。
And like coyotes.
或者是碰到那个豺。
Now I don't know if you guys know what a bear looks like, but when you see a bear, you can't do anything.
假如你看见那个熊的话，they say
you have to pretend you're dead.
他们说你是要装已经被死了。
And it's so cold at night.
但是晚上是非常非常寒冷。
You can feel it on your face.
你会感到你的脸上也是很冷。
I thought Sky was touching me at night.
我以为 Sky 在碰我的脸。
But it was just cold.
不过只是冷而已。
So camping is awful, and I didn't trust God at all.
所以野营是非常的非常的痛苦，然后我也不相信主会提供这一切。
That God can protect me from a bear if a bear tries to get me.
但好像主不会保护我，那个那些熊不会来干扰我。
I spent 2 hours the first night just agonizing over how cold it was.
第一天的晚上有我大概有2小时一直在痛寒冷中感到很痛苦。
But that's all just small stuff because it got warmer in the morning and we didn't see any bears.
但这些是小小的事情，然后到了早晨的时候，那个太阳出来就是有点温暖。
But I still didn't trust God.
但是我还是不相信主。
The second day we went hiking.
但第二天我们去爬山。
And a lot of people had fun, but I thought it was awful.
许多人感到非常的有趣，但是我觉得没什么。
If someone told you that you were going to walk 3 miles and it would be hard every step, I don't see how that's any fun at all.
假如有人告诉你你要去走3英里的路，然后每一步都是很困难的话，我觉得一点没有趣。
Yeah, my legs hurt and my head hurt and I was hungry.
我的腿是有痛，我的头痛，然后我也是非常饥饿。
I paid for this.
我觉得是我自己花钱买的。
It was awful.
是非常令人痛苦的事。
And it was dangerous.
而且是非常危险的。
I didn't trust God to protect me. If what had happened if I fell off that mountain? What happened if, you know, I hurt myself?
因为我不相信主会保护我。那假如我一不小心的话，我会掉下去。
And even worse, my little sister and Selena. That's Cindy right there.
特别是我的妹妹
Little
Cindy, 还有那个 Selena, 她们是小女孩。
And they just think they're so clever.
但是她们觉得好像很聪明。
And they ran ahead of everyone else by themselves.
他们两个人就是可以是走在所有的人前面。
On the tallest mountain in Colorado.
他们是爬最科罗拉多最高的山。
And there are bears and coyotes and it gets cold at night and there's no food.
那边有熊有豺也没有也冷。
And when I found out, of course, like I said, the theme of my message today is I didn't trust God.
但是就像我刚刚讲的，我的主题是我是不相信。
And at first I was scared, but only for a little bit.
开始我是害怕。
Because then I got mad.
然后我变得很愤怒。
The entire time I was just I moved up the mountain faster because of them.
我爬山是会爬得比较快的，因为他们。
Not because I was scared if, you know, Cindy was okay.
不是因为我害怕那个心理是不是好。
So that the second I saw her, that I could yell at her.
但是当我看见她的时候，我就对她大吼大叫。
I could tell her how mad I was.
那是我当时是非常愤怒。
I found her.
那我找到她。
She was all right.
她一切都好。
I didn't praise God.
但我没有感谢主。
I just yelled at her.
我就是对她大吼大叫。
And I made sure she knew how mad I was.
让他知道我是多么的愤怒。
Because you can imagine, how can I go home without Cindy to my dad?
你可以想象，假如我回到家里 ，Cindy 不跟我在一起，我的父亲会怎么样
？My dad says, "Where's Cindy?" And I say, "I don't know."
就像我父亲对我说 ，Cindy 在哪？他说我不知道在哪。
But that was okay, and we got to a pretty high point, and we decided to come back down.
然后我们爬到高处之后，然后我们决定朝下爬。
And you know, I got over not trusting God. It got away from me. I completely forgot how much I didn't trust God.
慢慢的我就没有想到我不是那么相信主。
And we got to the bottom of the mountain.
我们到了山下。
But before we got there, some people decided to keep going up top because we didn't get to the very top. Some people still wanted to go up.
但是我们在朝下爬的时候，有些人还在朝上爬，因为他们想一直爬到山顶。
Samuel, Jew, Michael, Sean, Hui, and my mom.
Samuel, Jew, Michael, Sean, Hui, 还有我的妈妈。
And she asked me first. She said, "Chris, can I go up there?"
我妈妈就问说，我是不是可以朝上爬
？I said no.
我说不。
I said, "Who do you think you are?"
我说你以为你是谁啊
？The other people climbing this mountain.
其他人都爬这山。
They're big strong white guys.
他们是非常看上去非常强壮。
They have camping gear. They have equipment. They have communications. They have experience.
他们有许许多多的他们有服装有装备，然后他们有那个可以收听。
They have the shoes.
Yeah.
They have the beard. They have everything.
他们有鞋，他们也有胡子。
But that's my mom.
但她是我的妈，那是我妈妈。
And I didn't trust God.
我不相信主可以带我妈妈上。
But I let her go anyways.
但是我还是让她走。
Because it's a once in a lifetime thing, and maybe she will get to the top.
那这因为对她来说是一生的一次。
But you saw in that video, I tried to walk across that snow.
你看到那个 video 里面，我好像在雪上走。
So when I was going down the mountain, that's all I could think about is my mom just falling in the snow over and over again.
当我下去的时候，我脑子里只是在想我的妈妈会在雪上摔下来。
And when we got to the bottom, we decided to wait there. Me, my brother, and some other guys. We decided to wait there for my mom.
然后到了山脚下，我跟我的哥哥一起等我的妈妈。
And Samuel too, because he had the van key, but he took it to the top of the mountain.
还有 Samuel 他带了那个车的钥匙。
So that whole time we're just walking back and forth, and I prayed a little bit.
在山脚下，我们就渡来渡去，然后我当然也祷告了一点点。
But most of the time, I was just yelling in my head at my mom and Samuel.
大多的时候我在脑子里只是在。对我的妈妈和 Samuel 两个人在大喊大叫。
Samuel because he has the van key.
Samuel 因为他有车的钥匙。
And my mom because how could she do this to me?
我妈妈的我说她为什么对我做这样做
？She makes me worry.
她因为使我感到担忧了。
And I didn't trust God.
我不相信主。
And it was a long couple hours.
大概有两个多小时时。
All I could think about was how worried I was and how much I was going to yell at her if she ever came down that mountain.
所以我能想的就是我就是心里担心，然后她下来之后，我会对她那个大喊大叫。
Mark can testify on my behalf because when I found my mom, I just stood her there and I said, "Mom."
Mark 可以作证，因为当妈妈我碰见妈妈的时候，我就对
Who do you think you are?
你认为你是谁呀？
And I just yelled at her for how long, Mark? Like 10 minutes.
我对她大喊大叫了大概十分钟。
And even then, I didn't trust God. I didn't praise God either. I just yelled at my mom, and I felt great about it afterwards. I felt whoo.
但那时候我就是觉得我
对她。I'm glad I got that out of me.
大喊大叫了十分钟之后，我觉得这。
Anger's not good for you.
我已经发泄好了，但是我也没有祷告，也没有相信主。
When I got back to the tent,
到了营地。
When I went to bed that night,
晚上我睡觉。
I thought, you know, I felt horrible.
我感到心里很痛苦。
Because everyone felt bad for going to the top of the mountain.
因为 say it again.
Because everybody felt bad for going to the top of the mountain.
因为那些爬到山顶的人，他们就感到就是有点不好意思。
But I felt bad because they felt bad.
因为我感到心里痛苦，因为我觉得他们好像没有享受到这个快乐。
But I thought about it a little more.
但是我想了更多的。
And I felt bad because I should have trusted God. I felt like I wronged God.
我觉得我是在责备神。
You know, how can I go tell little children, you know, like in those slideshows about how to trust God if, you know, when you're put in that situation, you can't trust God yourself.
当我在想，就像我对那些小孩子说，那些 CYI 的那些小孩子说，我要你们相信主，而实际上我自己并不信主。
My mom, my sister's life, their life's in danger for about 2 hours, and even then, not so much because there's a trail.
但是我的妈妈跟我的妹妹，他们是有两个多小时的时间，他们是在主的手里面。
But those kids, their siblings and their moms and their dads are their lives are in danger all the time.
但是那些孩子，他们在他们的生命中，他们是一直是在危险之中生活。
And I never said sorry to my mom or my sister. So sorry, guys.
所以我对我的妈妈对我的妹妹说对不起。
But that night, I really came back to God and said, you know, Chris, why don't you trust God?
那天晚上我对自己说, Chris, 你应该为什么你不相信主呢?
You know what's awful? It's not all this camping and this hiking. That's not awful.
不是那个野营或者是那些爬山有痛苦。
Telling other kids to trust God when you can't trust God, that's awful.
假如你对那些孩子说 相信主，而你自己并不信主，那才是痛苦的事。
Yes. I mean, I felt, and then I felt even worse.
我心里感到非常悲伤。And
I didn't sleep very well that night, and not because it was cold, I just felt awful.
那天晚上我就心里不舒服，所以我没有睡得很长。But
I felt changed in the morning. I didn't feel so skeptical anymore.
第二天早晨我就感到我的不是那么怀疑一切了。And
that was the day we went white water rafting.
那一天我们一起去滑水。And
That's my mom. And they give you a lot of safety instructions. They say, you know, if you fall out of the boat, if you, you know, if you know, this happens to you, what are all these safety things?
他们跟我们介绍一些许多安全事项。
And this time I only worried a little.
这一次我就没有担心那么多。
And then I trusted God.
那我相信主。
And I was in the very first boat, if you saw in the picture, with Mark.
我跟马克坐在第一个船上。
So I couldn't even see my mom going through the rapids.
但是我就是看不到我妈妈。
Or Kelly.
或者是我的哥哥。
Or Cindy.
或者是我妹妹。
And I turned back a lot just to see how they were doing.
我经常扭头看他们是不是干得不错。
But I felt like I trusted God a lot more.
但是我感到我好像相信主多一点。
And like Kelly, he got sucked out of the boat and he fell into the water.
我哥哥 Kelly 他被水吸到那个水里面去。
And I didn't worry at all. I thought it was hilarious.
但我一点也不担心，因为我觉得那很好玩。
You know, that's the difference between trusting God and not trusting God.
这是相信主跟不信主之间的差别。And
if you saw the pictures of my mom, she's just smiling and rolling while everyone else is.
假如你看到那个照片的话，你看到我妈妈一直是非常的高兴。And
I probably had one of the best days of my life that day.
那一天我是我生命当中最好的一天。And
it went even further that night. We wrote down things on popsicle sticks that we, you know, wanted to give up to God.
那天晚上我们写在那个棒冰棒头上我们那些想放弃的那些东西。And
we threw those into the fire so that we would trust God.
让我们把那些东西扔在火里，让我们去相信主。
So I just encourage you guys to all to trust God no matter what. Don't. It doesn't have to be your mom's life is in danger to trust God.
所以我想鼓励大家，就是要把我们的，我们要相信我们的主。
Because it's true if you have faith.
假如你有信心的话,
you can do anything.
你就可以。
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.